Welcome to 2020.
That's yes. Right.
2020.
The new 2020 version of Sunny Side Up.
Yes. You may notice that things are slightly different, and we're still working out how things will be different, but 2020 is a new, it's a new decade.
Yes.
It's a new decade. So we figured this first episode back in the new year could be just catching up on our holidays, how they went, maybe talking a little bit about the future for us in 2020, what we feel personally, maybe about the pod, maybe about whatever. Because I feel like for a lot of people, 2020 is a real big year of refresh and remix.
Yes.
And changing things. Mm-hmm. It's time for a change. And actually, before we recorded, we were talking and you had told me about a big change that you want to try too, that maybe yes. we can talk about in a little bit.
Yeah, we can do that for sure.
But anyways, let's get into our holidays. How was your holiday?
It was all right. It was a very uneventful holiday season for me.
Mine too, but I kind of like that.
Yeah, you know, it. Sometimes you need that where it's not crazy. A lot of the times holidays are about traveling and seeing family and having to buy all these gifts and make all these big plans. Right. But this year it worked out in my favor.
Really?
I didn't have to work New Year's Eve. I didn't have to work, the day after either.
Nice.
It just kind of took it easy.
Yeah.
Didn't have to, I pretty much ahead of time was like, hey everyone, not really doing gifts this year. Not really celebrating Christmas. If you want to hang out, let me know. I went and saw a movie that day
with
a friend. I saw Uncut Gems.
What'd you think?
I liked it. The whole Adam Sandler should be nominated for Best Actor. I don't understand that.
What? I haven't seen it yet, but I hear it's very good.
It's a really good movie. And the two brothers that wrote and directed it, the Safdie brothers, super talented.
Yeah.
It was one of those movies that going into it, I had no idea what it was about. One of my friends was just like, hey, you want to go see a movie Christmas Day? I was like, sure.
Yeah.
And I went with not seeing a trailer or anything. And I walked out being like, I'm going to think about that movie for a few days now.
Wow.
Like, it's going to stick with me.
I need to see it. It's one of the big stories is that it got snubbed at the Oscars, like got zero nominations.
Okay.
Which is wild.
We have friends who are film buffs.
Yes.
We have friends who are, I don't really want to say social justice warriors, but they're very culturally aware of what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's got to stop being upset with the Oscar nominations.
Can I just be honest? I don't care.
Well, it doesn't matter. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
I don't care. Some of my friends were upset, and I totally get it. And I just texted them, and I was like, you know what, y'all? I just stopped watching. I literally stopped watching. This was about 2 years ago. I do not care because they get it wrong every year. It's the same thing with the Grammys. We used to talk about it all the time.
It's more of a popularity contest than it is an actual, like, let's give out awards to the best films.
When Kendrick Lamar lost Best Album to Macklemore, it was done. We don't talk about this anymore.
Like, oh, well, yeah. It's over. That was the moment where I was over. Like, okay, who cares?
All award shows are done.
Yeah.
Like, that was the biggest failure that you could have. And
although I will say that this is the year that, for me, there's going to be a little redemption, which a lot of people aren't going to care about. But
Joker.
Joaquin Phoenix winning Best Actor would be
A movie that split a lot of people, and it's so interesting because when it first came out, like, people were very positive on it, and now a lot of people are... And I'm sort of falling in the middle. Like, I enjoyed the movie, but I can see where people are coming from when you look at it, like, objectively. But I don't know. I'm going to refrain from it because I do not care.
Yeah.
I do not care enough.
I'm in the same way.
About this. I do not care about this. I do care about certain film franchises that we can talk about later this week. But honestly, like, the Oscar noms, I don't care. If those are good movies, I'm going to see them. Like, I'm going to see Parasite. I'm going to see all these great Little Women. I want to see these great movies. Like, I have no problem seeing them.
But that's the thing. So, like, Parasite was nominated for Best Picture, and the director was nominated for Best Director. But still people are like, oh, a bunch of white guys got a nominated.
Well, I mean,
like,
hold on. It's all males, though.
Well, that's the other thing. And like, I understand that.
It needs to. But, again, I don't care. So, I'm done. I don't care.
But it's stupid. We're in the Kanye West camp of, like, award shows don't matter.
Exactly.
You know, who cares?
And it's like they were doing the nominations, and Issa Rae was the one doing the nominations or whatever.
Yeah, I saw
and
that.
She was so funny because she was like, congratulations to those men. And she was just done. Like, she didn't care anymore. And I'm like, I feel that. Like, I don't, It's stupid. It's so stupid. Talk to me when they start like truly changing things and being like courageous and innovative. We'll talk. But for now, why are we getting upset? Like, don't waste your breath.
Do people even watch the award show anymore?
I don't. I've literally not watched it the last 2 years.
I don't know anybody because it's so.
I still know a few people that watch it, but they're every year they're disappointed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why do you keep doing that to yourself?
Yeah.
Like, I'm done. I'm over it. Anyways. Obviously, I'm not done and over it because I'm getting upset. But no. Anyways.
Well, we're around people who it like.
So, but back to the holidays.
Yes.
Or the end of the holidays, start of the new year.
Mm-hmm.
So you had kind of a uneventful but good, restful
holiday. I took it easy. The only thing I did was a couple of days before New Year's Eve. And then New Year's Eve, I went and saw one of my favorite stand-up comedians, Doug Benson.
Oh, yeah.
So a couple of days. How was that? Oh, it was hilarious. So he has a podcast called Doug Loves Movies.
Yes, everyone go listen to it.
And it's a wonderful podcast. They play movie-related games. And sorry. It's one of my favorite podcasts to listen to. And the last time he was here, he did it during Fantastic Fest, which you had to have a badge to Fantastic Fest to get into the podcast. But this time he did it at a local local comedy place, comedy... arena theater
comedy club
that's what it is, that's the word I was looking for. I gotta dust off the old podcast skills
because get back in here. Yeah,
it's been way too long.
Yeah, for real.
But yeah, it was really funny. And then two nights later on the New Year's Eve, he did like it was basically like a bunch of Austin comedians.
Dang. So he spent the holiday here in Austin.
Yeah, he typically, the past 2 years he's done this, it's like his New Year's Eve parade is what he calls
that's
it.
That's cool.
And yeah, so, it was really funny. I got to hear a bunch of Austin comedians I've never heard of, and that's now awesome. When they come into town, I'm like, I want to see them.
That's cool.
But yeah, it was really good. What about you?
It was pretty good. It was, I get two full, like, weeks, like work weeks plus the weekend, so in total, like if you're doing like the math, it's like 2.5 weeks, almost 3 weeks pretty much off.
That's so nice,
which is very nice, and I'm not complaining. And I got to see a lot of family. I feel like you, very but in a good way, like uneventful, low-key. Last year, my holiday was super chaotic and happening and lots of family and crazy stuff. And this year was like the total opposite. Still had family come in from Mexico, had family, you know, visited family in Houston, those little things.
Mm-hmm.
But everything was much more low key compared to last year. And I appreciated it. But I will say this year, and I don't know why, but this year, more than others, I started to feel like I needed a vacation from my vacation. Like, I was like, you know, and it's like when you have, and it may have just been like, because I was around a lot of like older family this year, and there's only so much you can, like, after a while, you're like, okay, you know.
It gets tough.
Like, I need a, and it's hard because I don't know. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
But. So I kind of needed a vacation from my vacation, but also I sort of felt like I needed a routine because it was very open-ended. And also this year, my brother, who I spent a lot of time with, he got a job.
And what? Yeah, where is he working?
Well,
kind of job?
He works in a nursing home.
Whoa.
So, so I didn't get to spend as much time with him. And a lot of my friends were gone for the holidays. Like, a lot of them were in Houston or Dallas.
I was here. You're going to hit me up.
Philip over here. Philip over here.
I'm just saying.
Call me out.
I had a lot of free time.
Well, okay.
I didn't have 2 or 3 weeks off, but I had free time.
Look, what I was trying to get to was that any free time I had was with family. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, I didn't have my brother to be that buffer, and I didn't have that like excuse except for Philip of friends that I apparently
I know we're not really friends.
No, shut up. Whatever. And no, I literally I saw no friend. I literally just saw family this year, and it was tough. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, I'm gonna be honest with y'all, Chief. I love my family, but it was a little tough.
It comes overwhelming.
And it was like, I don't know. It was, you know, not having like free time from family was tough. Cause I feel like my other holidays, you know, a lot was happening, or I was traveling, or I was with friends, or I was doing this, but this was like just family. And it was like my grandma, like, you can't leave your grandma. You know what I mean? And my grandma.
So did you primarily stay at your parents' house?
Well, when we weren't in Houston, yes.
Oh, so you were in Houston.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So the last like week, was just purely like me and my grandma alone for a lot. And it was just like,
I love weird.
It's tough, man. It's tough, but also good. I feel like I'm complaining a lot, but I'm not, because at the end of it, I was like, it's good because one, you need to spend time with your elderly relatives. But it's two, true. You start to learn, like by the end of it, like she was sharing these funny stories and you're learning all this stuff and you're like, okay, this is gold. This is stuff I would have like never got if we wouldn't have spent this like extended time together. You know what I'm saying?
Did you follow the popular trend of putting your grandmother in your TikTok videos?
I did not. I did not. However, I did spend a lot of time on TikTok.
I love that we've learned tonight prior to the show
that we're both really into TikTok. Both obsessed Dude, when with you're in TikTok. The car for 2 hours, like,
it goes by a lot faster.
You're just swiping through TikTok?
I drive in TikTok.
Okay, no, don't do that. Do not do that. anyways, but yeah, so, man, Philip, you wild man.
2020, baby.
2020. But anyways, yeah, so that was my vacation in a nutshell. Other thing I did, Pokemon. Lots and lots
the new one?
Of Pokemon. The new one, Sword and Shield. I got Sword because it's the blue one, and I always get the blue one. I don't care what it is. So it was awesome. I love it. I'm almost done with it.
Like, wow, yeah. Really?
Well, my goal is to finish it before I get to Animal Crossing. Wow, I totally forgot what's coming
There's a new one coming out?
Yes, comes out in March.
You've got plenty of time.
So, like, but, you know, you got to get to that post game, got to catch all 400 Pokemons. Like, it takes a while, you know what I mean?
How many do you have now, do you know?
I have, like, 120.
That's it? Out of 400?
Yeah.
You're never going to get that in time.
I think I'm just not going to do it. I think I'm just going to end it.
What? No.
I don't know.
You got to finish it out.
Well, they're actually going to be adding like 200 more.
Oh, then never mind.
Yeah, so it's like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And they also announced an expansion pack. And I'm like, come on, y'all. Like,
chill out.
Chill out.
I can't do this forever.
I need to get to Animal Crossing. But yeah, so play lots of Pokemon. And then I came back. And then now it's like the new year has been like, I want to see friends again. Like, I went out to dinner recently. We went to this Japanese place. It was really awesome seeing you again. Like, I just want to get back into my normal schedule.
Right.
Like, and I don't know. And just that's where it is now. But new year means a lot of new stuff, and people are, you know, doing a lot of New Year's resolutions, changing their lifestyle. You're changing your lifestyle. I figured maybe we can talk about that too.
Yeah.
But before we get to that, do you have any sort of like minor resolutions or goals or?
So, I do a lot of, as I've said on this before, I do a lot of comic book stuff on Instagram. So every year we do like our top. Because the way Instagram only lets you do like the layout app only lets you do 9 pictures in one. Yeah. Everyone does their top 9. Like, these are the 9 comic books that I want this year.
Right.
So I did that. And then the other small one that's like, you know, real easy to do is I'm going to try and go back to watching like good quality movies. I feel like a lot of the times I watch like cartoons and really stupid action movies, but I've kind of stepped back into,
watching the good stuff.
Yeah.
So a lot of but I feel like that's ebbs and flows because recently I watched something super like awesome and serious, and then I needed a break, so I watched The Witcher for a while, like a really dumb Netflix show, and then I'm like back to wanting to do serious stuff.
Well, so I watched The Lighthouse, and then the very next day I woke up and went and saw Parasite because I was just like on this weird
I need to see both those movies.
I will say The Lighthouse has probably been one of my favorite movies I've seen in like the past 5 years.
I need to see it.
In terms of like, it took me back to when I like really loved film and just like the way it's shot, the way it's done. Like it brings me back to that time where I was like, whoa.
Yeah. And I like that director a lot. He did The Witch.
That's the thing.
So good.
I hated The Witch.
Wow. But you love this.
And it was funny too. Cause, when I sat down, I rented it from Redbox and my wife was like, "You're going to hate this movie." I was like, "I know, but it's got Robert Pattinson, so I have to watch it."
Yeah.
And I just remember like 45 minutes into this movie, I turned around to her and I was like, I love this movie. And then for like 2 or 3 days afterwards, I keep talking to her about it. And she's just like, let's talk about Parasite. I'm like, no, The Lighthouse.
Dang,
like,
really?
Yeah. I mean, I love
Parasite's out for renting too.
No. I went and saw it in the theaters. It was like its last tail end of at the Draft House. But I was like, let's go see Parasite. Originally, I was trying to convince her to go see Knives Out. Because that's the movie I want to see.
Oh, I love that movie.
And so I pitched her both, and she was like, let's go see Parasite. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But Parasite's amazing.
Yeah, I hear like, it's really good. I think it's going to come out pretty soon on the streaming services, so I'm excited.
I think they left it in theaters because of the Oscar nom, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's worth seeing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
What about you?
My sort of resolutions are I want to change some habits. Number one, I want to play and practice guitar more. I feel like a lot of times when I could be doing that, I'm on my phone, usually on TikTok now, but I'm usually on my phone. Like whenever I have like a free little moment, I automatically reach for my phone. I'm like, what if I which back in the day when we didn't have smartphones, what would I reach for? The guitar.
Right.
Like I was really thinking about that. And I was like, when I was younger, I feel like I was exploding with creativity, and it was because I was playing the guitar, and not that I was like this amazing guitar player, but it makes you exercise this like creative part of your brain that influences the other stuff that you do. So I'm like, I think I need pick up the guitar, play it a little bit more. Also this year I'm turning 30, and I'm like, one way that I've always thought of like commemorating my 30th birthday is to buy a Gibson Les Paul, which is like a super fancy guitar.
You gonna do it?
I think I'm gonna do it.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I have to like not be rusty. Like I actually have to play it to make it worth it. You know what I mean? Like that's a very expensive guitar to not play it. You know what I mean? So that's like, that's part of it. But also I think I want to, like, I've noticed in this last, especially the last tail end of last year, I've gotten in this like routine and rhythm where I kind of have this set schedule, and a lot of it has to do with that. We do this podcast and I do this other podcast with my friend Olivia, and that kind of dictates a lot, like big chunks of my week. Cause at least 2 days are dedicated to recording and editing. And on the days that I do both on the weeks that I do both podcasts, it's like 4 days, you know, when you really think about it, cause one day to record, the next day to edit. So it kind of like influences my schedule. And I've realized that I haven't been going out as much with friends. I haven't been, you know, inviting for, like, I'm not instigating invitations anymore. I sort of wait for people to invite me.
Always have, like, game nights and
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. And I, like, kind of wait for people to invite me.
Do you think that was your old roommate, though, that kind of, like, helped push along the
let's
have people
over? I would say, absolutely. I think that was part of it. But also, like when I first moved into my new place, I still did that for the like first half, but it was like that sort of second half of the year when I don't know what happened. It's just, I got set in my schedule, and I'm in my head, I'm like, I could, you know, say, hey, let's go out for drinks or let's do that. But then that would affect the rest of my, and I was like, okay, now I'm like such a boring adult. I'm like, I got to stop that. And I know like people are busy and lives change and things are different. And I know you work for a lot of nights and days. So it's like, it's hard to get with people. But I think one of my goals for 2020 is make time for friends and people like I used to.
Yeah.
Because I don't want it to get away from me. I don't want it to be the end of 2020, like entering 2021, and I didn't see my friends for a year. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want it to get to that. I have a couple friends who I think are some of my closest friends ever who I've legitimately not seen in like almost 4 months. And I'm like, wow, that's almost half a year.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way too. The tough part is, though, is a lot of my friends that I consider close friends have families.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of hard to be like, hey, do you want to hang out tonight? It's like, well, I'm about to put the kids down.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm a night owl. I stay up till 3-4 o'clock in the morning, but most of my friends are in bed by 10 p.m.
Right.
So it's kind of tricky for me, but I feel the same way. I do try. I feel like this is a good time to be more social. I feel like I also in 2020 started this new decade because I'm in my 30s now.
Yeah.
And you know,
that'll be me soon.
A lot of people say that your 30s are the new 20s, and
it's, I kind of get that because we're like arrested development. Like we're not growing. Like we're all children in a funny way.
Yeah. Like I still feel very young at 30, but I also feel very wise at 30.
Yeah.
Like I work with younger people. So sometimes when they're going through stuff that I went through in my early 20s, you're I'm like,
sit down,
it's okay.
Child. Yeah.
I will guide you through this, you know, kind of, and it's wonderful. But I, you know, I've decided this is the year that I'm finally going to travel outside of the country.
I love that.
So I'm going to get over my fear of flying over the ocean. And well, my wife and I are talking about Amsterdam because tickets are pretty cheap right now.
I really want to go to Amsterdam.
And I do too. So,
I mean, if you need a third wheel, I will go.
It's in August if you want to mark your calendar.
I mean, I could. All right. Well, you heard it here. It's happening.
So,
no, I'll let you have your romantic Amsterdam, but maybe we'll meet up. We'll meet up. I'll go too.
Okay.
And we'll meet up. Okay.
Separately.
We'll separately.
We'll stay in hotel rooms across the hall.
Yeah. And then we'll go out, ride our bikes.
Cool. But yeah, I feel like this is, you know, it's weird because like the whole new decade thing makes you feel like, you know how every year you start your New Year's resolutions and 2 weeks you're in, it's like, maybe next
year. But this
year
feels different.
This year it does. It's weird.
To me, it does. Yeah. It really does. It really does. I think that's good. And you know, let's see what we can achieve and do.
Who knows?
So, before we sort of wrap things up, one thing we talked about before we even started recording, which I thought was super interesting and something I've actually heard multiple people say to me, is not just do a simple diet change, but do a lifestyle change.
I thought we were talking about something else.
Oh, no. Well, okay. But a lifestyle change. And you're one of those people. And you told me that you want to. Well, I'll let you tell your story.
So I recently, and still as of today, I'm still recovering from probably the worst food poisoning I've ever had.
Wow.
That's
one of my worst like fears.
I can't nail down where it came from. There's a few culprits, one of which is a beloved fast food chain of mine.
Yes.
Which I will not name.
Yes.
But
I want to name it so bad, but no.
They once had a chihuahua as their mascot.
Yes.
And
you can get Baja Blast.
There. Yeah.
That's what I'll say. There you go. If you don't know what it is by now, then you're much healthier than we are.
But it was one of those things that after like 3 or 4 days, I realized that I was eating really bad and that all the food poisoning, I don't want to say I deserved it, but
it's like a wake up call.
Yeah, and it kind of was. And so I have decided moving forward that I'm going to slowly transition towards a vegan lifestyle. I'm not going to be like 1000% like I don't wear leather or I don't eat honey. To me, it's no animal products. So I'm going to try and cut out meat and dairy and things like that. But I'm not excited about it, but I think turning 30, people always joke that like when you turn 30, your body just completely
breaks
apart. You know, you're like a car that's hit 100,000 miles.
Yeah.
And
oh my God,
I'll tell you this, 2020 has not been good to me for that very reason. I feel like my body, I just feel like an old man.
Dang.
You know, and then you hear about guys like Tom Brady, who's in their 40s and still playing professional football.
Yeah.
And, you know, still acts like they're in their 20s. And it's possible, And I feel like I'm just doing all the wrong things to achieve that.
I think you just need to deflate your footballs and then you'll feel a lot better.
That's what it is. That's what it is. But yeah, I don't know. I just, I feel like everything that I've tried to this point, you know, every once in a while I'll hop on those like fad diets or things like that, yeah. Or I'll try cutting one or two things out and it just never works for me. Because I always, you know, like I'll, you know, like I was telling you, I'll be like, okay, I'm gonna stop eating fried food. Right. But then like 2 weeks later I cheat. And then 3 days later I've just eaten nothing but fried foods.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me. I relapse pretty easily. So I think if I go like drastic 180 to the other side, that it could be beneficial.
And then maybe the happy medium is like vegetarianism.
Yeah. So I think, to get healthy, to improve my, you know, because no lie, I used to be a very intelligent human being. Like
I don't mean, I'm not laughing at you, but it's just a funny thing to say.
Well, in the sense of like, I remembered things well, like
you think
I had a great memory.
A part of it.
It, well, it does. It definitely does.
Take your fish pills, your fish oil pills.
I just ordered some off Amazon yesterday.
My I used to take fish oil pills, but you know why I stopped?
Why?
The burps.
Yeah. Well, so I got vegan ones. So they have, it's algae. It comes from algae.
Oh, I was like, how can you be vegan fish oil?
But it's like a, it's the vegan version of fish oil. But
what's the big thing in fish oil again? Omega-3s or whatever?
That's what it is.
Yeah, so it's like, it doesn't even matter if it comes from fish as long as it's that.
Yeah. It's, yeah, so like omega-3s are beneficial for like joint pain as well. And I have a lot, I have bad knees. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to work on improving my body.
Dang, dude. Really?
It's time. Damn, bro. It's time.
Do you go to the doctor every year now, like once a year?
I don't go to the doctor at all.
Dude, that's when I turn 30, that's my thing I've told myself. I will go to the doctor once a year, like for a checkup every year starting then. And people are like, you haven't been doing it. And I'm like, no. And last time I went to the doctor, he's like, you don't really have to. If you're young and healthy, like you're fine. And he's like, when you're 30, and now it's been like 4 years since I've been to the doctor, I'm like, I'm about to turn 30. Like, I'm going to listen to that guy and start going now.
Well, the thing is that I've always noticed is that I go to a doctor's office and they always tell me stuff I already know.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, you eat poorly and you don't exercise. And it's like, yeah, I know that.
I know.
Like,
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I feel like if I made those changes myself and then I still don't see results, then maybe I go to a doctor.
Right.
But I think, you know, and you know, Kevin Smith, somebody that I admire greatly, and
yeah, he's changed his life.
He changed from
vegan.
Yeah, and he's lost a ton of weight. He's healthier, and he seems a lot better. So I don't know. I'm gonna give it a try, see how it goes.
I'm excited for you, and I'm here to support you. I think, you know, you're doing it for the right reasons. Where a lot of people are doing it for, and I don't want to speak for everyone, but I know some people and. A lot of times it's for fad reasons.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's for certain reasons. And I do have some friends who are vegan or who have been vegan who have been very passionate about it. And I've been very almost like proud of them because of how like true to their guns they've stuck. But for you, you know, I'm one of those people who's been a culprit in your health because, man, me and you, we've eaten a lot of great food together. And
yes.
Hopefully still in the future, maybe some great vegan food. But, you know, I've thought about my diet and that's one thing that I've struggled in my life is, you know, I can't see myself giving up meat in a conscious way, but I've looked back at my life and I was telling Philip, there's been weeks where I've not eaten meat simply because I was lazy, simply because I didn't want to cook.
Yeah.
And I didn't eat meat. And I'm like, that was actually a lot easier than I realized.
Mm-hmm.
And how much healthier was I that week without even realizing, you know what I mean? So
right.
It's like something I need to think about. But for you, I think, you know, I think you sort of know what works well for you. So I'll help you stick with it a little bit more. But even if you were to sort of relapse or whatever, like say you had eggs because you love eggs. Who doesn't? I love eggs.
I mean, that would be the one thing I think, honestly, that would.
I think that's fine. Like me personally, like I think that's fine. I know morally, objectionally, like some vegans may, you know, not like that. But, you know, I don't see too many negatives to that.
Yeah, but And I have vegan friends who like want, you know, I work in a vegan food truck, and the other manager of the truck with me, she's vegan, but at no point does she ever get on to me. She's not one of those vegan that's like, oh, you eat meat? That's disgusting. Like, how could you?
Yeah.
She understands it's not a lifestyle for everyone, but you know, it was her choice, and you know, she still eats pretty unhealthy, to be honest with you.
I mean, you can you can be totally vegan and be so unhealthy. A lot of like things are vegan are unhealthy.
But my goal is to do it for the health reasons. Not like you, I don't feel guilty for eating meat. I never have. It's something I grew up with. But you know, I think for health reasons.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, look at Tom Brady again. I mean, seriously. That dude doesn't even eat strawberries because the sugar content's too high.
That's
like, but and that dude is fit.
I know, but like,
that dude's fit. I know. And he's like 43.
I know, but that's.
Dude, I struggle walking up stairs.
I feel you.
Last week I walked up 2 flights of stairs and thought I had a heart attack.
Okay, well,
like, that's bad.
See, even that's bad. I don't have that. Okay, I can't speak, but. He's different though. He's a, you know, a natural born athlete, like the very few far in between. He's a freak of nature. Like not a lot of people are like that, but yeah. I get what you're saying. Like you personally feel like you should be in a lot better place.
I shouldn't feel like I'm 50 and I do.
Yeah. Well, I'm wishing you the best of luck, and I hope that veganism or vegetarianism or whatever you end up sticking with.
We'll see. We'll see how this maybe goes.
Maybe there's a good balance.
Next week I'll be at McDonald's again.
Yeah. Next week you're like, man, I had a Big Mac. It was really good. Man, you know, we have a lot of episodes dealing with food that you're probably going to have to just go back on memory for. You're going to have to be like,
oh, we could make it work.
Yeah.
I could bring to the table the vegan options.
That's true. What if we became a vegan podcast? We started talking vegan stuff.
That'd be hard for you too.
What if our shtick is like I'm the meat eater and you're the vegan? And
there
like,
you go.
Okay, new podcast idea. We're cancel this podcast. We have a new brilliant idea.
All food.
Anyways, but yeah, I think that's a good place to sort of end things. Any final things as we get started?
Did you want to talk about show specific stuff?
Yeah, we can talk about that a little bit. We're still not entirely sure how we want to take the direction for this show. I think even though we've done so many episodes just because of the way our show is set up, because it's daily, I think I'd like to keep some sort of aspect of it. But looking at the numbers, looking at our schedules, looking at the toll that it takes to make it weekly and the sort of return on investment, we're still young and we can still experiment with formats for the show, and I sort of have a feeling that maybe we'll need to look into maybe reducing the amount of episodes we release per week and making the ones that do come out per week that much more special. I don't know if that means we do 3 or 2 or we transition to one but we do multiple topics in that one. I'm not entirely sure. I think that's a conversation that Philip and I need to have, but I think we both agree there needs to be a change. So we're not sure what that's going to look like, but for the foreseeable future, for the few listeners that we do have, if you are following us, the way that it's going to be sort of structured would be maybe like 3 a week, and it'd be like maybe Monday, Wednesday, Friday release.
Right. And that may change.
And that may change. That may literally change. 4,
it may drop to 2.
Yeah, that may change totally. Or format changes or whatever. I think, you know, 2020, like we said, there's a lot of changes for us. And maybe 2020 is a good time and a good excuse to change our show. And I think when we started the show, the premise was this morning show idea. And I think we held on to it for a pretty long time. But I think we sort of realized it was limiting what the show could be.
Yeah,
and it sort of
we also can't curse on here,
and it boxed us in. And that might be a conversation we need to have. Do we need to be more adult and curse? Because it's really killing Philip.
Hard.
Even though, can I just say, Philip's only had like 2 mistakes, but I've had like 4 or 5. Like,
I don't think I've had. I have. That's not true.
I think I've had like 4 or 5. I've had some pretty bad ones.
Yeah.
But to be fair, my other podcast is not censored, so it's kind of hard to
balance it.
But yes. I mean, I don't know. Do you, any sort of things you want to say about the show? Or
I feel the same way. Like you, I think when we started it, we had this really great kind of morning show concept that doesn't really seem like, after a while, it just seemed kind of like excess to what we were trying to do with the show itself.
I think the show just formed itself into something else.
Yeah.
And I think because we started as one thing, we haven't had a chance to explore what that show could be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we're still tying it to this weekly, like, morning show type aesthetic.
Yeah.
And I think we abandoned the morning show aesthetic, but we
pretty quickly.
But we kept a schedule, and it's like maybe we need to rethink the schedule and go from there. But I love the topics. I love some of the things we've done, and maybe it's like, what if we were to do a format change? One thing that's been successful on the show is like advice. What if we did an advice? You know what I mean? Like, what if we like did something different? And I think we discovered a lot of great ideas here that could balloon to new things. What if we did like a YouTube series on advice? You know, like, we could change things. And it's, to me, that's exciting, and that'll be conversations that Phil and I will need to have outside the show. But but we want to, you know, for the few listeners that we do have, all, you know, three of you out there, you get an idea of where this show can go. And maybe this is like just for, you know, history, if someone goes and listens to our, you know, newer episodes and they're like, oh, how did they get here? Maybe they can come back to the 2020 episode and be like, oh, wow, like, I can see this was where the change happened.
Yeah.
This is where they started thinking about that change. But anyways, we'll leave you with that for now. You know, you can reach out to us at dailysunnyside@gmail.com. That's sort of the best way to get a hold of us right now. We do have social media, but the best place would be Gmail from right now, especially as we sort of start thinking about what the future holds. And all right, so this week we're going to keep it short and sweet, but we're going to do some fun episodes. We're going to focus on two of our favorite franchises right now. And, you know, maybe this is we're talking about exploring different topics and different ideas. Maybe this is sort of something we start covering a lot more. But we're going to talk about Marvel and Star Wars. So stay tuned for those episodes this week. I think you guys will love them. And we'll talk to you when we talk to you next. Bye.